Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. Nevada County, and indeed more than a few counties in California, escaped from a significant wildfire event in 2025. Not to say we were totally fire-free, but a 10,000 structure destruction we didn't see, of course. 131,000 acres of mostly uninhabited land were destroyed in the Gifford Fire in San Luis Obispo County, destroying only a handful of structures, but that was good news compared to what we have seen in the past. That said, fire insurance rates continue to climb, with our insurance office still getting calls from irate homeowners complaining about higher rates upon renewal. There is some good news in the insurance arena, where a year back or so it was difficult to get a lot of competitive quotes on the liability policies, known as difference in condition policies, or DIC, which piggyback on the California Fair Plan. CFP policies are limited in the things they cover, hence the need for the DIC. Difference in condition companion policy. Some insurance companies, albeit only a handful, are back to writing or are still writing HO3 policies, and that number seems to be picking up a bit. HO3 policies are the plans that most of us used to have that cover all the perils without having to use the California Fair Plan. The complaint about the California Fair Plan was that premiums were high, and adding in the DIC companion policy to get complete coverage only added to the expense. Also, having two policies opened up the possibility that there would be some gray areas between the two, and an argument about what company covered what might ensue. In my opinion, there is really only one area of overlap that might be contended by either CFP or the DIC policy, and that area is if a tree or similar object hits your house. Since the DIC policies covers falling objects, and the California Fair Plan, the CFP, covers windblown damage, I saw more than one example of this arguable offense. A tree came down in my yard and hit something, and when I called my DIC company, they told me to go to the Cal Fair Plan as they thought the wind caused the tree to fall. California Fair Plan people, being no dummies, looked up the wind history of that day and said there was no such wind. I went back to my DIC liability insurance company, and they did capitulate and paid the claim. Not so with a friend of mine who went through the same exercise, except when he called the DIC company the second time to give them the California Fair Plan's wind history. The difference in condition company claimed act of God and denied the claim. Goes to show you not all is cut and dry when it comes to insurance, and obviously some companies are better than others. In any case, having one policy eliminates the possibility of conflict, and the one type of policy that covers all common perils is the HO3 policy. Getting an HO3 may help solve the potential conflict between having two policies run by different companies, but may not necessarily mean it will be any cheaper. Indeed, I have seen more than once an HO3 premium higher than both having the DIC policy and the California Fair Plan. It's a case-by-case situation for sure, but at least I'm seeing a bit of movement by a handful of companies wandering into the HO3 markets once again. Even some of these companies that have mass canceled policies seem to make an exception here or there. You just never know. In conclusion, I think some insurance agents might call me and complain that I am starting you all to start shopping again because of today's newscast, and that just adds to the workload of all of us in the business. But hey, now you know the rest of the story, and if that allows but even a few of you to save a few bucks, I don't see the harm in it. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, today's newscast is my opinion only and not the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or under it. I own California Insurance License OL34249 and a degree in Economics 1979 with honors from San Diego State University. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess he was cruising for